College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101.
Hey guys, this is Sean Wattman, and I'm here with...
Sherry Kabumbi. Hey guys, how are you doing?
And Allie Robinson.
She's like, I'm going to introduce myself then. But yeah, no, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Quad Talk 101. There's some stuff we want to talk about. I'm heated about things. It's literally very hot where we're recording right now because Sean has been telling me every 5 seconds. And yeah, so I just want to get into it. So Allie, topic. You have a topic you want to talk about.
Of course I do. So as we know, Halloween just passed, and that means one of two things. Either we're going to go straight into Thanksgiving vibes, or we're going to go straight into winter holiday vibes. Which one do you guys like better? Do you think there should be some time put aside for Thanksgiving, or do you like to jump right into buying Christmas trees, Christmas ornaments, all your presents and stuff like that?
Yes, Sean, what do you think?
Oh, okay, I'm going to go first.
Yes.
I mean, I like Christmas, but I also like the Thanksgiving, what's it called, the Thanksgiving Macy's Parade. So I kind of want to wait, you know?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, oh, that Thanksgiving thing, what's that holiday called? I really thought you were going to say that. And I was like, what is your problem?
Never heard of it.
Oh, I like the Thanksgiving Day Parade, but here's my thing, though.
Now, here we go.
Like, I don't have cable. Like, I feel like a lot of people don't have cable, so how am I even supposed to watch it? So now it's like, it used to be like a pillar that I used to watch with my mom, but now it's kind of like, I don't have cable, so I can't really even access it that much.
YouTube.
But
is it on YouTube?
Is the live streaming on YouTube,
though? I think so.
Because I feel like it's not.
And if not, you could just watch past ones and pretend like it's happening right now.
But that's not the... I could just do that. But it's not the same. That's how I feel about like certain events, like maybe like the Super Bowl or this, or like stuff where it's like, it's so much better live. But now since a lot of people cut the cord, I feel like it feels different.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I guess if I had to pick, I feel like each year... Christmas is longer and longer because like I feel like in like August they start to talk about Christmas sales, like it happens and it's nuts. So, and people tell me about like, oh, I'm getting Christmas gifts and stuff. No one's like, oh, I can't wait to like get my family together for Thanksgiving. Like some people tell me about that, but it's not like as intensive as like, okay, I gotta like get the Christmas gifts, I have to write the list, I have to like map it all out. I feel like Thanksgiving, I guess depending on how you do it, is not as intense as Christmas. So I say let's get on with some Christmas. I'm that person.
I feel like, well, I guess it's because Christmas is so like marketable that they like Target goes straight from Halloween to Christmas.
Oh yeah.
So I think that definitely adds a layer that like you can't really sell anything other than food for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. What's it called? See? We don't know what it's called.
That's how unimportant it is to us. Just kidding. I love Thanksgiving. Wait,
isn't it giving thanks?
Oh, yeah, he might be right.
I think so.
It's literally called Thanksgiving. What are you guys talking about?
Are you sure?
Yeah, what? Are you guys like lying to me?
I think it's reversed.
I think it's bird day. I think like to be politically correct, it is bird day where you eat some kind of bird.
Yes.
And then some other stuff to go with
the bird.
Could
be an ostrich, could be a flamingo. Could be a penguin.
Ew. Exotic.
I take that back.
Don't be eating penguins. That is so...
What about flamingos? Don't be eating flamingos.
I mean, don't, but like, that's so out of the way to be like, can I ship a penguin over from like the coldest part, like Antarctica, so I could just eat it?
I mean, you said any bird, so...
Okay, so just the ones that fly, I guess.
Oh,
like penguins? A hawk?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Only turkeys and only chicken. Holy crap.
Okay. I'm glad we got that cleared up.
You need to be more descriptive.
Yeah. I guess for me, like, I don't know if you guys have worked during these holidays, like Thanksgiving, Christmas.
I have worked on the 4th of July. Does that count?
I mean, but I guess pertinent to this topic, maybe no.
Oh,
but,
you're right.
But
you're
like, because we were talking about, like, oh, which holiday is the most marketable? And I guess, like, I worked... at ShopRite, and like that was just freaking nuts. Like Thanksgiving just was so overwhelming, and I would not recommend anyone to like do that. But for Christmas, it was just, I don't know, like it's busy, but it's like a slow burn. Like it's busy for like all the days, as opposed to Thanksgiving, where it's like a couple of days where it's like insanely busy.
Yeah.
So I say, hey, I do like taking a pause for Thanksgiving. So I do say like, hey, let's get in on that Thanksgiving and then Christmas. But like, I'm already in Christmas mode, but I'm excited for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, I found an answer about where you can watch it.
Oh, really?
You can still stream the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. NBC is a local channel. NBC is a local channel, so it's available on several live TV streaming services, including YouTube TV, Hulu Plus Live TV, and Fubo TV.
Oh, so you have to get like the live TV thing with it, and then you could watch it.
Yes.
So, guys, you just have to pay that one price, get it, and then you like don't what? What, you wouldn't do that?
It said YouTube.
YouTube TV.
Yeah, like YouTube like does this kind of stuff. We have to buy. Yeah.
Wait, I have the app on my thing for free.
Yeah, but that's like if you want to do like channels and certain TV programs, like you have to pay like a premium for that.
Mm.
So you can get it, guys. You just have to pay a little bit and then I guess cancel it when you're done.
Yeah, it might be worth it. I don't know.
It might be worth it. Yeah. Especially like if it's like a big event and you love watching the Thanksgiving Day Macy's Parade, then like it might be worth it.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Sean, I know you got a topic too.
I do. It's like 300 degrees outside right now.
It's 300 degrees. Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys. Don't know about you, but I've been wearing like 3 sweaters and then I walk out and like I don't want to wear any clothes because it is so hot. Yeah. What is that about? I hate that.
I don't know. It's November and it's supposed to be cold.
Yeah. Like, why is it hot? I like have my flannel on and I'm sweating.
Yeah.
It should be like, is it going to snow today or is it not? And it's right. More like, is the sun is shining? Am I going to go swimming today?
Right. Yeah. That's the vibe. Is it like, how short are my shorts that I'm wearing outside? That's like the question I've been having, which is like insane. So I find it interesting because like all the leaves on the trees, like they were like brown and gold and yellow. Like it was fall colors. Now, since it's been so hot, they're all going back to green. And my brain's like, what is happening?
They've like stopped falling too. It's just sort of like, what is happening right now? Everyone's confused. The trees are confused. I don't know that that's a good sign.
The trees are confused. Everyone's confused.
Yeah, it's like I'm in the subtropic right now, honestly.
It's weird. Yeah. And I know by the middle of next week, it's just going to get like really cold for no reason. Like we'll get like really cold, like, I don't know, not snow, like rain or something ridiculous like that.
And then we'll be like, oh, I wish it was hot again. I wish it was 70 degrees.
You're like, I wish it felt like 80 again. Now, I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
Okay, this is happened to me. So now we are in our first, like, semester in a while where we have been on, like, we have been on campus with, like, you know, no mask requirement, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like, for me, like, my classes feel a little different. Like, before, I didn't really have as many projects or as many assignments. Like, they were still there and prevalent, but it wasn't as much.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now my teachers are like, oh, well, we're normal now. All right, here's, like, 3 exams. Here's a group project. Here's another homework assignment. Here's a homework assignment on top of this group project. And a lot of people I've been talking to have been telling me the same thing. And I wanted to know your thoughts and opinions and what you think of this.
I 100% agree. It's sort of like that, like, mythical creature where you cut off one head and 2 grow back.
Right.
That's what my assignments feel like. I finish one and then there's 2 more that I have to work on. It's, like, never ending.
Right. What about you, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, like, COVID changed everything. Like, during COVID, like, there's no assignments now. I'm just getting, like,
right.
One after. Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Like, professors are doing it this way.
I think they're just going back to the old days.
I guess maybe, like, I don't know. I guess it's, like, a little in between. It kind of reminded me of, like, when I first took online classes. And the teachers are like, oh my gosh, like, they're not getting enough work. So, like, here's a bunch of, like, videos, here's a bunch of assignments, and then it kind of, like, tapered off and it wasn't as bad. And now going back in person, they're just like, oh, shoot, okay, we're back to our routine. Okay, yeah, here's a bunch of assignments, here's some exams, we got to get the normal gist of things again. And I'm like, but, like, everything's coinciding at once. And, like, we only have, like, a month or so left, so what? And I've been getting a lot of group projects, so yeah.
Oof.
On top of projects.
Wait, my question is: do they help you with your project? Like, do they work?
Yeah, you know, like,
that's good.
I guess, like, my only trepidation with group projects, which many people have, is that, like, is one person going to do all the work and nobody's going to do the work, and then it's like 50% of your grade, and then the teacher's like, whoopsies, well, you have to figure it out, and then I'm like, I tried, but they don't answer, and they're like, ha ha, you get a D. Yeah. So I guess that's why I get like anxiety with group projects. But like the group projects I've had haven't been too bad. I don't know like what the stretch of assignments you guys have been having. Has it been group projects, exams, written? Like what has it been for you guys?
I've had a lot of like projects and writing assignments. I haven't had any. I haven't had any group projects this semester. But it's more like here's this like short essay, then here's this longer essay. And then here's this presentation you have to do with it. And then here's a video project you have to do. And these will all be due around the same time. So you're going to be working on them all around the same time. And that's, you can figure it out, you know. Yeah, so that's the vibes right now. It's not great.
All right. That feels like the vibes from me. What about you, Sean?
I don't know anymore.
You don't know anymore. You're a psych major. I know a couple of people that are psych majors, so.
Well, let me finish.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have some exams and some projects, and I'm working with some people. And you know, like, that time when you, like, have all this work you have to do, and then they're like, oh, you could do it, you know.
Ew.
Yeah. I'm basically doing everything.
No. Yeah. You go and be like.
Yeah.
Go do something, mm-hmm. or I'll light our assignment on fire. Mm-hmm. I'll light my computer on fire. Nobody will get to have it.
And I had to, people like weren't doing what they're supposed to, and then I had to get it done like the last, like I had 25 minutes before it was due, and then I like typed it so fast. It was, yeah.
Jeez, that sounds stressful. Mm-hmm. So you had like a mishmash of like a lot of things.
Yeah.
I think it's because it just sunk in. I think that's why. I'm excited for Thanksgiving, but like Thanksgiving is always the mark of like, we are almost done this semester.
Yeah.
So like a lot of things are due. And then like you kind of have the week to just kind of do like, you know, you're on Thanksgiving break, but also the teacher's like, ah, okay. Like you have breaks. So like make sure you work on this stuff. And I was like, I just want to eat a bird.
Yeah.
I just want to eat turkey that isn't penguin and just like enjoy myself. Okay.
No, flamingo.
For me, for any sort of break, I'm like, I'm going to get so far ahead in all of my work. I'm going to do everything. I'm not going to have anything to worry about when classes start. And then it's the last day of break. And I'm like, I have not done a single bit of work like I said I was going to. And then I just go back to class. And I am still drowning in work. I never utilize my time properly during breaks.
I feel like I have somewhat of a similar thing. Like, I'll do stuff during break, and I'm like, oh, I just got all this stuff done. They're like, oh, so we have 6 new assignments. I'm like, why did I even bother to do that? Why did I do that? Or it would happen to me where I'm doing an assignment, and, like, my brain is just, I don't know. Have you ever just been burned out where you're just like, I could do this assignment or get this work done, but my brain's like,
it's the break. Just chill out. Don't do anything.
Yeah, guys, do nothing on break. Don't eat a flamingo, though, Sean. I'm looking right at you.
No promises.
You don't do that.
I will never.
Good, good. Yeah, I just say, like, when you are having break, like, just enjoy it. Because I feel like if you stress yourself out during break, then you never even felt like you had the break. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, exactly. That's how I feel. Wow, do you guys have anything else to add? That was a very riveting conversation.
Yeah, I mean, like, exams. Do you have any exams after break?
I feel like my...
Maybe? I have no idea.
My teachers are like, oh, we have exams soon, but don't worry about it. And I'm like, I'm going to rip my entire eyeball out of my head. What do you mean, don't worry about it? They're like, final exam stuff. And they're like, no. So I feel like I have a lot of that coming up.
Oh.
Which is... a little stressful.
Just a bit of a looming cloud in the background sort of looking at you like, yeah. I'm here. I'm not threatening yet, but I will be soon.
Yes. Yeah.
I have an exam like right when I get back from break.
Oof.
What a treat for you.
Yeah. It's animal behavior.
Is it? Oh. Yeah. Is it like a big exam? See, whenever I think of exam, I don't know why. Quiz, test, exams, they all feel very different. So whenever teachers interchange like test and exam, I'm like, Which one is it?
Well, let me elaborate. So in animal behavior, I have to watch animals make out and then eat each other, and then I have to take an exam on that.
Are you lying to me?
I am not lying. I am not lying to you.
I am not a psych major, so I like. Good. What do you mean I have to watch them make out? Animals, do they make out?
Yes, I have to watch.
I don't know that I want to go into this conversation.
No, don't, but I'm just.
I mean, that's unfortunate for you. So as you're studying, give yourself some time to not be studying that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Please help me.
Oh my. Well, hey guys, best of luck to your exams, your tests, your quizzes, your group projects, your other projects, and your other projects. and we will be talking to you guys very soon.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.